If you're turning 65 or new to Medicare, you could get a Humana Medicare Advantage PPO plan with a $0 premium. Plus, our plans have a yearly cap on what you'll pay out of pocket. That means your covered medical costs, including all doctor visits and emergency care, will never go above a maximum out-of-pocket amount that you know beforehand. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
This episode is brought to you by Inez Elizabeth Beauty, the best organic and clinical-based skincare products that gives your skin a rebirthing experience. Go to InezElizabethBeauty.com, that's I-N-E-Z, ElizabethBeauty.com, to find out more and to get 15% off your first purchase. Welcome to the Carolina Business Savvy Podcast, where the business struggles may be real, but our savvy won't let us stop. I'm your host, Elizabeth Jennings. I'm a beauty business owner and operator, licensed esthetician, and an overcomer. On this podcast, we will talk about business ups, downs, strategies to be savvy in business, and stories to inspire and offer hope. I think sometimes when it comes to business, those of us who are either already business owners or those of us who may be aspiring to become entrepreneurs and be in this industry of being a business owner, we may tend to complicate things. And I'm speaking from experience, and I want to just share my thoughts on this. When it comes to being a business owner, there are already so many things, especially if you're in the United States, where I'm just going to basically say it, the government doesn't really make it easy to be business owners. Let's just be real about that. So because there are already so many things that are set in place to pretty much either make things complicated or to just irritate you, aggravate you, or cost you money, let's try to do the best that we can to simplify things as much as possible. And just to share a little quick example, I'll just kind of give you an example. I've been a business owner since 2008. Well, one of the current businesses that I currently own and operate since 2008. I didn't start hiring employees until 2012. And over the years, I've hired more and more employees. I've since downsized, and I still do have employees, but I don't have as many as I used to. Well, one day I got a letter from the State Department of Workers' Compensation, and they pretty much wanted to fine me because I did not have workers' compensation insurance. And at the time that they sent me the letter, it wasn't something that I was even required to have. But it wasn't something that I was aware of that I needed to have in the first place. So when I reached out to them, I said, well, why am I being fined for this? And they said, well, we did an audit of your business, and it turns out that you had over the amount of employees that is required to carry workers' compensation insurance. So you have to pay a fine and a penalty, and you also have to get workers' compensation insurance. And I stated, well, if it was that important, then why didn't someone reach out to me in the very beginning? And they said, oh, well, that's not our job to do that. We just see if people are in violation of either not having what they're required to have or whatever. And I just felt that it was just really ridiculous. But again, that is an example of something that is put in place to really make things complicated, irritating, frustrating, cost you money, all of the above, right? So with that being said, when it comes to being a business owner and operating a business and something that you are going to enjoy, you may often hear, follow your passion or lead to your purpose. Those things, they sound sweet and cute, but let's just be honest. When it comes to being a business, unless you're running a charity, and even a charity requires money in order to operate, it's about money, okay? So you have to really be practical. So when I got into becoming a business owner and being in the wellness and beauty industry, I got into something that I felt like was going to make money. It wasn't so much that I was really passionate about it, but yes, over time, I definitely did increase my passion for what I was doing. And I am incredibly passionate about the business that I own and operate and the services that we provide. But in the very beginning, I felt like I had to offer services between the letters of A and Z in the alphabet. And then, you know, over a little period of time, I decided to say, you know what? I don't feel that this is necessary. This is not something that I need to offer. I'm going to get rid of this. This isn't something that I want to do. So I got rid of a number of things and I really simplified the services that my business offers to focus on the main things. And that has definitely led to prosperity in my life and in my business. And so I'm extremely grateful that I made the decision to do that. And speaking of decisions, I want to just talk about something, guys. So look, I've talked about this before, but I'll get back into it again. My hubby is a veteran who has been diagnosed with PTSD. And honestly, it's a lot. The last few years have been a challenge for him and for me, being his helpmeet and supporter, even in this last week. Being an owner of a business, I really have had more than a few difficult moments over the past few years because of this. And I honestly haven't been against seeking medical intervention to help with my focus, but I didn't want to take anything that would possibly be prescribed and may give me some side effects or just cover up the issue. I love green juices and I've made them before, but it can be tedious. And the way things have been in my life, I couldn't even think about doing those now. So I found out about Magic Mind, and this product, I'm telling you guys, I started using it for several days to try it out. And I have to say, I noticed and experienced quite a difference. I'm sleeping better. And my mood and desire to do more has increased because I've had a lot of moments where I just didn't feel like doing anything. I just didn't have the drive. My focus and concentration has been so much better, which has helped me to make so much progress in my business, even in my home. It has a number of great ingredients, and the matcha, it's nature's caffeine. It helps to reduce stress, which I can definitely use. So if you've had issues with anxiety, just being able to focus, and you have so much on your plate, but you have no choice but to push through, I totally recommend you try it. You can get it at magicmind.com/Carolina Business with the code SAVVY20. That's SAVVY20. You also get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. That's SAVVY20 for 56% off. It also works if you're already a subscriber. You'll just save on your next subscription payment. So just go ahead and give Magic Mind a try, and I absolutely know that you will not regret. So making decisions in business, it's not always going to be about passion, and sometimes it is. It's great if you can find passion in that, and you have to have some sort of drive for sure when it comes to doing what you have to do. But ultimately, it's not just about passion. It's really about dollars making sense. It's about profits. And so you have to focus on the things that are really going to help to bring profit to your business and not just about, oh, well, I'm passionate about this, so this is what I'm going to focus on. Now, there may be some things that may not be your strong suit. And if you could delegate those things within your company, within your organization, and have someone help to assist you and support you in those areas so that everything can come together, then absolutely you do what you have to do for the sake of your business. But passion is just not what it's all about. Because when I think back to when I started my business, I ultimately made the decisions on what I was going to do based on what was going to bring profit to my business, not just about what I was passionate about. And yes, I'm able to spend some time on those things that I'm passionate about, but sometimes some of the things that I'm passionate about are not the things that are really bringing me the most money. Let's just be honest. And that's okay. That's fine. You're not always going to be in business to perform doing things that you're really 100% passionate about. Now, I'm not saying that you should start a business doing things that you absolutely hate, because then you're really having to force yourself to do what you need to do in order to just continue to move forward. And that makes absolutely zero sense. So although In my company, I'm providing a number of services, or we are, I should say, providing a number of services that we really do enjoy doing. I can't say that there are a lot of things that are on our service menu that we are not passionate about, but 100% we can say that those things are bringing profit to the business. And there are a number of things that we are not, and I am not passionate about at all. And those are things that we either do have on the menu, but we are having other people do them. And, you know, there are some things that we are passionate about that we just absolutely do not offer at all. But there's nothing that we are doing that we absolutely hate doing, because I can think of a number of services that I absolutely hated to do, and we are not doing those things at all anymore. But it ultimately is about the money. Yes, you should be able to enjoy doing what you're doing. Yes, most of us know the saying, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. But it's like a dream statement, and not everyone has the opportunity to live that dream. But don't feel like your life is a nightmare if you're not able to live in that dream statement. It doesn't mean that you failed. It doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. It just means that you're an adult, like most of us, and we're doing what we need to do and what we have to do to ultimately get to a place that we desire to be. And we're able to do more of what we really are passionate about, even if it isn't something that is bringing in profits.
Thanks for listening to the Carolina Business Savvy Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a lovely review, and share it with the last three people you text message today. So until next time, continue to be savvy in your business.
Traveling to the UK? You will need an electronic travel authorization, or ETA. It's quick and simple to apply via the ETA app or online. You'll need to apply for your ETA before traveling to the UK. Applicants will usually get a decision in up to 3 working days. Everyone traveling to the UK without a visa, whether visiting or passing through, will need one. It lasts 2 years and is valid for multiple trips. To apply now, search UK Travel ETA. Exemptions apply.